April 22nd, 2020. This is day 43 in quarantine. Welcome to the podcast from your... He's not really your favorite comedian. Your favorite comedian, Nick Labrizi. Come take a journey on us, with us. Through a few nicks and bruises. Yes, the podcast for you and your family and your friends and your pets. Let them all listen. Let them enjoy. Let them advance. I don't know why I'm doing this voice. I'm bored. I don't know why I'm doing that voice. I just thought it'd be fun. You know, hey, listen to this. This week we learned that Nick is obsessed with the board game Carcassonne, which is true. I really am. I've been playing this board game Carcassonne or Carcassonne or whatever the fuck it's called. You can play 2 to 5 players. You get these tiles and you build the board every time you. It's your turn. You pick up a tile and then you place it on the board. That is correct. Carcassonne is a game simple yet complex. You can learn in under 10 minutes, but it'll take a lifetime to master. Yeah, I've been playing though almost daily with my girl, and she beat me yesterday on the last move. And it won the game by 3 points. It's what gaming's all about. You always want to have it to be fun, and you can't ever get too cocky. I really thought I had it too. I was kind of annoyed, but she played great. It was a fine moment for us in quarantine. What did I say? What day it was? I don't know. We're doing great. I think I'm peaking as far as my craft beer obsession goes. I think I'm peaking. I can't keep up with it. I just got to move on. I'm thinking once this fridge is emptied, I have to just unfollow these breweries because it's going to ruin my life. I'm not like an alcoholic or anything. I'm just feeling sluggish. I feel like I've gained a lot of weight in the last 2 weeks since I've been obsessed with these alcoholic beers. And it's not like I'm drinking a bunch. It's not like I'm getting drunk all the time. I just have 2 to 3 craft beers a night, and it just puts you out. You don't need, like, it winds you down. And I don't want to be reliant on something like that. I was running a lot, but lately it's been so cold or rainy. So I haven't been running. Like, right now it's in the 30s outside. What the fuck? It's April, dude. It's too cold. So I was just thinking maybe I cut back on these beers. It's my birthday coming up, so I figured maybe that'll be my, like, last hurrah, because I can't stay at this pace. I can't keep up. And it's nothing crazy. I just don't want to drink those beers all the time because I want to be fit. Yeah, you want to get muscular? You want to get fit? Quarantine's the time to get fit. You can do planks in your apartment and squats and push-ups and dips and handstand push-ups and sit-ups. You could get so ripped. You probably can. I just don't. Ugh. No thanks. I'm just not looking to get ripped in my apartment. I do. Oh, what I will say I've been watching is Full Metal Alchemist. Hoo-wee. Now that is a show. If you don't know anything about anime, don't start with Full Metal Alchemist, but it is a fantastic anime. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is the one I'm watching, and it's pretty pretty amazing. But I really got no leads with that one because I'm still watching it, so I don't want to talk about it and I don't want to spoil it. I actually spoke to someone. They made a request. So I've said this before. If you have any requests, just send me a DM at Nick Labrice on Instagram. That's N-I-C-K L-A-B R-I-S-E. Send me a DM and I will do an episode. So a couple weeks back, I talked about my Rushmore of non-Avengers Marvel movies. Now, where does Marvel go from here? Last time we checked in with the Marvel Universe, Spider-Man's second movie came out right after fucking Endgame. I feel like they were almost in the theaters at the same time. That's how close they were. Which is crazy because Spider-Man, why him? But anyway, where does it go from here? How much time we got today, folks? Can we do it? Alright, so where does the Marvel Universe go from here? Let's say if we get everyone. Let's say if the MCU, Disney, did they have rights to Fantastic Four now? And they also have rights to X-Men. Is that true? Well, here's what happens. We're in New York. It's after the blip. People are getting their lives back together. Crime is down. It's a truly peaceful time. Yeah, people are just putting the shit together, you know? So, in New York City, though, something comes out of the sky, and it is like a flying ship. It's invisible from the bottom, but we pan up over it, and we see that it is being driven by four people. We really can't see them, but we can see that they're wearing blue, and we're going to zoom in a little, and... Oh my god, is that John Krasinski and Emily Blunt? What in the actual Christ is... Oh my god, it's the Fantastic Four. Bum, 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 bum. So the Fantastic Four blip out of nowhere in the sky in New York City. They see the Avengers Tower. And they're like, wait, what the hell is that thing? They go to it, and like, where is the Baxter Building? I don't see it. The Baxter Building is the building that the Fantastic Four are from. And they're like, what the fuck is this Avengers Tower, though? And they propel in, and they're like, hey, get out of here. We don't want you. Yeah, that's kind of what happens. So the Fantastic Four come in. They go to the Avengers Tower thinking it's going to be Baxter Building. They scope it out, at least. They don't actually go in because they don't trust them. You know, John Krasinski looks at the camera and goes, you know, like in The Office. Get it? Because The Office. Okay. All right, so here's what we got so far. I'm just trying to get my head on straight. It's very early. I didn't drink coffee. Fantastic Four come in through New York. No one knows who they are. They go to the Avengers Tower, and they're like, where's the Baxter Building? And they're like, are you sure you're in the right New York? And they're like, ah. And then Doctor Strange is just like, hey, I'm magical, and I felt that a new creatures came into this world, and we're just trying to figure out what's going on here, who's who. And the Fantastic Four are just like, huh. This is strange. There's only one person who would know where we came from. Because they don't even know where they came from. In my world, they don't know where they came from. They're just there and they go, hey, what? Why are we here now? So, they go to Latveria. Latveria is the secret country of the dictator, Dr. Victor Von Doom. That's right. So, fantastic radio, Nick. Good job. All right, let's do it in the voice. Maybe that'll get the point across. It's been 2 years since Thanos made half of existence vanish. The world is getting back on its feet, but they never planned for this. Enter the Fantastic Four. The Fantastic Four are lost in New York. So they go to the Avengers Tower, where they meet up with Doctor Strange, who's like, yeah, whatever, I'll check you out, I don't care. As we all know, that's how Doctor Strange talks. So they become friends, but there are... I can't do it in that. They just meet up, just know that. They know that they exist. And they go to Victor Von Doom's country, Lavaria. And he's like, oh, you don't remember, hey. You had to go back in time, Dr. Reed. That's the name of the Fantastic Four. You had to go back in time to prevent something, to save this planet. That's how I imagine Dr. Doom would talk, even though he's really aggressive. And Dr. Doom is like, yo, screw you guys. I'm not gonna put up with this shit. And he captures them. But how does Dr. Doom capture these people? Dr. Doom has resurrected Ultron. And he's programmed it to protect his country. And his country's kind of like an evil Wakanda, I guess. Not even close. It's just because it's hidden. But people in his country live in the slums. They worship their leader, which is Dr. Victor Von Doom. Dr. Doom's abilities, he is a master of the dark arts. So he can go toe-to-toe with our good friend Dr. Strange. And he is also a technological and military a builder. So he can go head-to-head with old Iron Man. So it's Iron Man and Dr. Strange combined. So think about how badass that is. And then remember that he's super evil, like over-the-top evil. That's all he likes talking about. He's like Dr. Evil. It's Dr. Doom. You talk to him, he's just like, I shall make the world bow underneath my heel. You know, some like really just like, yo, man, is there any good in you? He's like, no, I will make the universe better by being in control. What's his goal? I guess his goal is really just to have control over everyone because he's a fucking narcissist. Isn't that crazy? These superheroes have these mental problems. They're all narcissists, first of all. Even Captain America. Captain America? Fucking narcissist. Okay, so. It's Fantastic Four. Go meet Doctor. Go meet Doctor Doom! After not really being accepted in New York. And once Dr. Doom meets up, he's just like, I'm going to put you guys in a jail. And he puts him in a jail. What's his demands? His demands are, you're going to work for me now. And what Reed Richards does immediately is send out a distress call. You know, that's just what he would do. And that distress call is picked up by none other than T'Challa, the Black Panther, who is now friends with the Avengers. So the Black Panther goes on a reconnaissance mission to Lavaria to see what is going on. And Black Panther confronts Dr. Doom and says, you shall let these men out. And he's like, no, I am Doom. And they both are like, it's like a war of kings. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's a good place to go. But as that was also let out, someone else heard. The X-Men. What? The X-Men heard the distress signal? Charles Xavier. has been, Charles Xavier has been hiding the X-Men from the world's eye for decades now. He's been prepping these mutants to live with their brothers, the Homo sapien. So in this world, now that Disney just bought X-Men, I'm going to say, if they did, I don't even know if that's true, Disney, let's say if they had Fantastic Four and then the X-Men came in, and you're all like, wait, where have the X-Men been? And Charles Xavier's been like, I've made a terrible mistake. I should have never kept you hidden from the world. This could have been prevented if only my mutants were ready to fight. So he's feeling real guilty, so Cyclops has to take the helm. And this is an X-Men led by Cyclops. Wolverine will be a part of the crew, obviously, but he will not seem like he's the head X-Man. It's going to be a Cyclops-driven unit. And what he does is he's like, Xavier, Charles, you've bankrolled us for decades, but it was wrong how you made us sit on the sidelines when Thanos came to Earth, especially because he came in upstate New York, and we're in upstate New York. It wouldn't have been of that hard of a drive to get there. Not a big deal. So that's how I imagine they talk. And that happens, and the X-Men are now like a part of it. So Black Panther heard the distress call. X-Men heard the distress call. Did anyone else? No, I'm just going to say that. And they show up at the mansion. Black Panther went by himself. And then the second things get, you know, weird for him, he calls in the Avengers. And now the Avengers are coming to Lavaria. And this would be the end of the first one. Finding out the X-Men are around would be the end of this first Avengers movie in my new phase. This is my phase now. As we know, we have a Celestial movie coming up that will give us why they had to send the Fantastic Four back in time. What else is coming out? Black Panther 2 is coming out. That would give us where he is, his state of things. See if he's with the Avengers now. We've got another Guardian coming out. That would be good to find out, like Silver Surfer. Maybe the Guardians bumped into Fantastic Four at some point. Who knows? But then the X-Men are going to be the best kept secret the whole time. So that's the end of the Avengers post-Thanos. This is my Avengers Doctor Doom arc. Then the next one would be the X-Men coming in to save the day. It opens with the battle scene. I think it's important to opening a second movie with a battle scene, just because of Empire Strikes Back, and they kind of did it with Age of Ultron, but it wasn't done very well. It does, like, I just like picking up where they left off, and now you see that they're a well-oiled machine, and they can do things a little bit more, and they, like, celebrate. I guess Age of Ultron's exactly how I would have done it. It just wasn't done right. So they got all this going on, and Doctor Doom has now revealed that he has Ultron, and this makes everyone freak out. Whoa. But it makes Scarlet Witch, played by Elizabeth Olsen, to go like, oh, wait, hold on for a minute. Ultron is how they made my Vision. If I can bring Vision back, the key lies in Ultron. And that's going to muck things up for everyone. Because you guys don't realize how powerful Scarlet Witch is. She is so fucking strong. But she's just untrained. And she's also a kid, kind of. Lost her brother. Kind of a person without a country. She loses her accent every movie. More and more. She loses her accent every movie. It's actually crazy. She's going to cause some problems. She's going to be like, let me get an Ultron. And they're like, you can't take an Ultron. They're not, you know, they're not like a pet. And she's like, don't worry, I got it. You don't know who I am. I'm so strong. And then she fucks things up. And Ultron then is going to, he's going to make some calls, I guess. You know what? I'm going to stop it there. We'll come back to this. That's what I'm going to do. Because it's quarantined life right now. And we can fantasize, talk about characters as much as we want. But this is going to be Marvel. What are we up to? Phase 5? This is my Avengers 1 for the Doom Saga. Doom Saga. All I said was I want to bring in the Fantastic Four and X-Men. I didn't really say anything too crazy. I said how you could do it. Seems pretty obvious. I don't know how else you would do it. The Fantastic Four are known for going off and doing their own thing and getting lost. Doctor Doom and them are infinitely tied together. X-Men could be hiding the whole time. And Reed Richards could get captured. Oh yeah, Doctor Doom, bring back Ultron. And Reed Richards can get captured. And he would for sure be able to figure out a way to contact Black Panther. That's just in my head. All that makes sense. I don't know how. Like, it's, you don't even have to write a lot for it. Like, just have him do Morse code on a wall, and Black Panther's like, oh, I heard that, or something. Like, you know, you can do it a lot of different ways. You don't want to steal the plot of the original Iron Man, but okay. Well, as we know, the podcast lengths are shorter because there's less to talk about because it's just quarantine. Everyone's going through the same shit. But I'm glad I got this out, and I'm glad y'all are listening, and I hope everyone's doing well. Tune in again, because I'll keep doing this shit. Who cares? Thanks. This is A Few Nicks and Bruises. Share on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, all of these sites you can get this podcast. And then, you know, that's it. Thank you. Bye-bye.